The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. I am so impressed with so many of our candidates running for Congress and running to flip the majority to the Republicans in the House of Representatives. Someone I have known for some time now is Kelly Cooper, who is running for Congress in the newly created Congressional District 4. So delighted he is the nominee. So delighted he is running to unseat Greg Stanton. I know he's running from pillar to post and knocking on doors and giving a lot of talks, a lot of groups, and a lot of events. So I was delighted that I could get him today. Kelly Cooper, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. I'm on my way to my next event, as you might imagine.
I thought you might be. Good for you. If anyone wants to, I'll come back to that in a moment. But let me ask you, when you go to these events, what question — I love asking candidates this because it gives me a sense of what's going on as well. What is most on people's minds? What do you get asked about more than anything or most?
The economy,
yeah.
Inflation in the economy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the gorilla in the room, if you will. I mean, how could it not be number one? Too many people are feeling the weight of poor policy management for the last 2 years, and unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to get a whole lot better anytime real soon.
I was noticing just yesterday, you know, when we were celebrating $4 gas at the gas pump a few weeks ago, Kelly, I was noticing yesterday when I was filling up, there's no such thing as $4 gas in Arizona anymore. And I was talking to some friends and I said, did you notice we're back at five plus dollars for gas? This is probably going to get even higher yet. You put out a tweet today about, and you're absolutely right, this administration, thanks to the help of Greg Stanton, who you're running against, has released millions of barrels of oil from our Strategic Petroleum Reserve to try and, you know, to try and reduce gas prices. They shot their arsenal. There's nothing left. And we don't have an emergency reserve anymore, right?
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, they've depleted a pretty hefty portion of that strategic oil reserves, and that's the key to it. It's the strategic oil reserves, and it's meant for times of war and a significant challenge. It's not really meant to curry political favor or manipulate gas prices to a level that seemed acceptable. And it's been going on for quite a while now. We've been releasing, you know, a million barrels a day, some of it being sold outside of the country into China and other markets. But nowhere do you hear conversation about increasing exploration or refinery capacity here in this country, and we're still something like 4 million barrels a day below peak performance.
Yep.
When we were energy independent.
That's right, and it is true what you said. The Biden administration has made effort after effort to sell our oil from the reserve to countries like China. It just seems maddening to me. It doesn't make sense to people. Why Joe Biden, why the Democrats would want to do this, making life harder here, perhaps so that they can, catalyze efforts towards battery-operated vehicles, making it not worth having gas-powered cars anymore? Do you think there's kind of some element of that going on, kind of a old Vladimir Lenin view that the worse the better, so to speak?
I mean, I hate to think that that's the case, but it sort of seems as though it may be that
there aren't,
you know,
any other explanations, right?
They don't recognize the challenge that this faces for people. And our economy is built on fossil fuels,
yep.
And six times Greg Stanton has voted to limit energy exploration.
Yep.
Six times in his 4 years.
Yep.
We aren't doing anything to move forward on making ourselves energy independent, and then having a natural transition to a new energy source.
Mm-hmm.
We've just cut off our nose despite our face, and it seems as though the administration and people like Greg Stanton that rubber stamp their policies believe that it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect people. And maybe to them it doesn't.
Maybe to somebody
that lives in a rich neighborhood in North Phoenix, these things don't affect them.
Yeah, but I can there's tell a lot the of that going on, too. Yeah, no, there's a lot of that for going on as well. Energy for me, but not for thee. Kind of like free speech for me, but not for thee. Kind of like security and protection for me and not for thee. This was a short segment, Kelly. I have to take a quick commercial break. Let me come back and talk to you more about this when we come back. I'm Seth Leibson. He's Kelly Cooper, running for the newly created Congressional District 4, efforting to take the seat back from Greg Stanton, doing a great job. You can help him out by going to his website, Kelly Cooper for Arizona. Kelly is K-E-L-L-Y. Cooper is Cooper. KellyCooperArizona.com. I may have misstated. I put a 4 Arizona. It's KellyCooperArizona.com. KellyCooperArizona.com. He and I will be right back. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. It's a delight to have Kelly Cooper with us. KellyCooperArizona.com. KellyCooperArizona.com is his website. He's running for Congress in the newly created Congressional District 4. Fair to categorize that new district, Kelly, as kind of East Valley. Is that how you'd call it? Kind of Tempe down into the East Valley? Is that what you'd, how you'd describe it generally?
Yeah, it's a collection of, four smaller communities. Mesa, north of the 60, Tempe, Chandler, north of the South 202, and Ahwatukee. I guess it's technically Phoenix, but they don't really want to be known as the big city.
Some of them are. Yeah, some of them do, some of them don't. That's right. Kelly is running to unseat Greg Stanton, doing a great job. Kelly is a small businessman. And I always hesitate when I say small businessman because you have employed and signed an awful lot of paychecks for a lot of people. You understand the economy. You understand supply chain. You understand inflation. You understand the need for energy and domestic resources. These are things that Greg Stanton does not understand, or if he does, votes in a betrayal of that understanding. He's one of these quiet congressmen who votes down the line with Nancy Pelosi, but doesn't really make a lot of waves or a lot of noise, but is responsible for an awful lot of bad policy. That's a fair characterization, isn't it, Kelly?
Yeah, so I do this conversation a lot in meet and greets, and I want to be clear, I've never met Greg Stanton, so I'm not going to get on here and badmouth him as a person. I don't know the first thing about him. From that perspective. But what I can say is that he promised in both of his last two election cycles for Congress that he would work in a bipartisan manner for the, what is the best interest of the people of this district, and he has been anything but that. Mm-hmm. He has been nothing but a rubber stamp for Pelosi and Joe Biden, and I don't think anybody can argue that they're in a better position in today's economy and in today's district than they were 4 years ago.
I think that's fair. I also think it says something that a businessman and an employer in his district hasn't met him. For the 4 years he's been in Congress representing my district before there was redistricting, I can honestly tell you I have never run into him either. This is a man who has become a creature of Washington in the very short 4 years that he's been there. But he's voted and supported policies that that are contemptible, quite frankly. Making life harder is not the job of our public servants. Making life harder on Arizonans or Americans, making life more difficult is not the job of public service. The job of public service is to protect us, keep us safe, and try to make life a little bit easier. I think that's about as good a description as your candidacy as I could come up with.
That sounds about right. I mean, I'm not reluctantly, but this is not what I chose to do as a career. And as a matter of fact, I'm opening several new restaurants on hold as I take up this mantle, because I think it is a calling for me to go in and try to affect change where people that in the past have said they were going to never really did.
That's right.
It's a really gratifying race, and I think serving in this position, serving this community, is is going to feel really good making positive change for the people in this district and making sure that they can live their lives in a manner that they so choose, prosperously and freely.
I think that's a good way to put it. Let me ask you this, Kelly. When we're talking about small businesses, you own restaurants. You employ a lot of people. Restaurants took a big hit during COVID. I don't know if we've recovered. Would you say we have recovered from the ethos and ethic of shutdowns and lockdowns and business closures and paying people not to work? Are we back to where we were prior to, I don't know, let's say March of 2020?
No. There are mixed results. Some folks are some of the way back. Some folks are partially. Some folks are nowhere close. Some folks lost everything. Some small businesses lost everything. And we still have some of those policies in place that are encouraging the limitations on supply chain, that are encouraging the limitations on our economy, that are limiting people's ability to find success. And I think it's the obligation and duty of the people that represent this district to do everything that they can in a safe and responsible manner, remove those barriers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think that's the exact right way to view it, Kelly Cooper. Kelly Cooper is our guest. He's running for Congress in Congressional District 4 here in Arizona. KellyCooperArizona.com is his website. Kelly is K-E-L-L-Y. Kelly Cooper, Arizona. Also, Kelly Cooper AZ is his Twitter handle. Very active Twitter account. Kelly, energy and being energy self-sufficient and energy independent is also part of national security, too. It's not just about, the economy that goes day to day. It's about national security. You're a U.S. Marine. Talk to us a little bit about what it means to be energy dependent again. We were independent. Joe Biden and the Democrats made us dependent again.
Well, they not only made us they made us dependent. They made Europe dependent, or significantly more dependent.
Yeah.
And what it means basically is that you're at the mercy of someone else. And sometimes that's a good thing because that person cares, or that entity cares and wants to help and take care of you. And sometimes that entity or that responsible party, the person that you're responsible to or dependent on, hates you and wants to destroy you. And I think that we can safely say today that we are reaching out to countries that do not have our best interest at heart, and we are obligated to them in order to gain our energy for our society to be able to survive. And so you see Joe Biden now reaching out to Venezuela,
yep,
a government we don't even recognize,
yep,
and trying to get oil reserves from there.
Yep.
They were snubbed by Saudi Arabia, supposedly an ally of ours, to the tune of a reduction of 2 million barrels a day.
Yep.
And we didn't have to be in this position. I know that the administration has a firm religious-level belief in renewable energies of wind and solar, and there's nothing wrong with believing in and wanting to transition in some part or even in whole to those. But when the government forces that move and when they shut down refineries, when they shut down exploration, when they encourage businesses to not develop new technologies in fossil fuels, they put us in this position. And now they're trying to dig their way out by cozying up to enemies that want to destroy us.
Yeah.
It's a really sad state of affairs on a national and international level. And you see a lot of turmoil being stirred up, if you will, on the world stage.
Yeah, that's
not
good,
just Russia and Ukraine. It's all over the world right now.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Kelly. And as someone who's worn the United States, the uniform of the United States military, as you have, it must bring an extra dose of disappointment, sadness, diminution when we see the United States president going hat in hand to countries like Venezuela or Saudi Arabia, and then on top of that, getting thwarted by them. I mean, this is an embarrassment, isn't it?
In my view, it is. It's embarrassing, and it's really difficult because the hat in hand part, we don't have to do that.
Right.
We're not we're not in a position where we need to do that.
That's right.
We've done that to ourselves. And I'm a proud, hardworking person that believes when you have the ability to take care of yourself, then you do that. And if you need help, then you ask for help. But in this scenario, in this circumstance, we have the ability, but instead of doing it, we're asking for help.
Yep, exactly right. And we didn't even get to the whole notion of unleashing tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars to Iran. Maybe we can talk about that in our next visit as well, Kelly. I know you're busy. I know you got to get to an event, so I was glad to be able to grab you on the way to it. Send our best to your community out there. Kelly Cooper, folks, Republican candidate for Congress, trying to help us take back majority in Congress by getting rid of Greg Stanton. Well on his way to doing it. KellyCooperArizona.com is his website. KellyCooperArizona.com. Help this good man out. I'm Seth Leibson. Thank you, Kelly Cooper. Godspeed, and we'll talk soon.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.